Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show, this Thursday, September 19th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. You can listen on demand anytime you want. Tell everybody you know. Go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. You can listen on demand anytime you want. Want to remind you also, we do a show here on Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8 called The Flatline. If you never heard it before, you're used to getting up every day for work anyway. I have a hard time sleeping in on Sunday mornings. Get up, get a cup of coffee, 7:30 to 8 o'clock, The Flatline, Rick Hughes Ministries. 10 biblical principles to live your life by. He rotates through the 10 principles. You can write him. He will send you books. He will send you pamphlets, literature, good discussion topics for organizations and groups, great information, especially for young people. So you might want to check it out Sunday from 7:30 to 8. Send him a letter. Tell him you heard it on the station, WCHY, Patriot Voice Radio Network, 97.7 FM. Tell him you heard it here and you would like his materials. He'll mail it to you absolutely free. So again, check it out Sunday morning, 7:30 to 8. Then we repeat this show on Friday. This show tomorrow, Friday's show, repeats all weekend long. Then we go into church services for Pastor Chatfield's Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burtlake. We bring you church services from 11 to noon on Sundays. So if you don't want to gather everybody up to go to church in person, you can at least listen to it here on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the other stories, and I got a couple of text messages. Cliff Tellini said same thing with him when he was going to high school. He said, we even had a three-year electronics class. Now, was that electronics or being an electrician? Because we learned basic wiring, circuit breaker panels. We learned all that in our electric class that we had next to the metal shop, next to the wood shop, next to the auto mechanic area of our school. What has happened to those? Christine Gray, I agree. Just look what Russell Kirk, very staunch conservative from Michigan, had to say. I shower any repairman that comes with praise, because they're actually more important than a lot of other educated professionals. Amen to that. Absolutely agree. Now, one of the other stories that I was looking at in Lansing that is, I think, going to come to a head. I think it's going to be an issue that they're going to have to deal with before the end of the year. Renewed calls toward bans against flavored tobacco. This is something the state licensing board is going to look at. This is becoming a real problem with young people. Keep My Kids Tobacco-Free Alliance renewed its call for the legislature to pass bills that would ban flavored e-cigarettes, menthol-flavored cigarettes, and chewing tobacco as a way to cut down on the youth's consumption of nicotine. This comes nearly 3 years after the Department of Health and Human Services pulled the plug on pushing for administrative rules to ban flavored vaping products. Early in her tenure, Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued an emergency health rule that banned flavored e-cigarettes, but the courts ruled that she exceeded her authority. Well, there's a package of bills that the legislature hasn't shown much interest in passing regarding flavored e-cigarettes, vapes, and chewing tobacco. I didn't realize the kids were still even doing that. Senate bills 647 through 654 have remained untouched in the Senate Regulatory Affairs Committee for nearly a year. Democrats have been getting control of both the House and the Senate. Well, they held a roundtable discussion. Media was invited. Teachers and school staff talked about students using e-cigarettes and vape machines that have increasingly become harder for school staff and parents to find. These are not harmless products. Some studies show they are safer than cigarettes, but that does not mean that they are safe. Brittany Taylor, a pediatrician and Alliance co-chair. Manny Jones, chair of the Detroit Wayne Oakland County's Tobacco-Free Coalition, said there's a big problem with vaping and tobacco products targeting kids and entering into our schools. Jones says there needs to be a way to hold these stores accountable if they sell these products to minors. Taylor said a ban on flavored nicotine wouldn't necessarily lead to a black market of these various nicotine products. However, it was a matter of removing something that is already readily available to these underage students. Let's see. Officer Rick, working law enforcement down in Genesee County. Genesee County has a full vocational education program at the county level. All the school districts send the kids there for these classes. They offer every program you can imagine. It's called the Genesee Career Institute. There you go. Don't have to do it at each individual school. You can do it at the county level, according to Officer Rick. They're doing it already in Genesee County. Appreciate that. You're a little late to the show, but I got it in for you. Bottom line, Michigan is way behind when it comes to tobacco legislation in general. Our regulations here in the state of Michigan are the weakest in the United States, Taylor said. In states that have stricter laws, black markets haven't formed. Instead, fewer students have access to nicotine, and the stores know they cannot sell to minors. Black market comes up a lot. However, they're very small in number, because people refuse to ship them. You cannot ship e-cigarettes through FedEx, the UPS, or Postal Service, and that's limited their availability. Now, one of the things they're looking to do is to have the legislators pass the legislation. They want these bills moved, and it's something that you have to ask yourself a very simple question. Why have the Democrats not moved it? Are there lobbying groups, special interest groups, not willing to donate to their campaigns if they move these bills? There's something causing these bills not to move forward in a Democrat-controlled House and Senate. Where do the Republicans stand on these bills? You would think this would perhaps be bipartisan, Republicans and Democrats, against kids getting their hands on nicotine. I don't know. But for some reason, the bills are sitting there, not going anywhere. So this is why they had a renewed call for the legislature to pass these bills, start lobbying the legislators. Let's see where this goes. We'll follow the story. Never smoked cigarettes in my life. Never, ever, not once have I ever sucked on a cigarette. I've smoked pipes and cigars, never inhaling, but never cigarettes. Hate the smell of them. The real problem I have is hotels. Having traveled downstate, going to different events, doing different things, people smoking marijuana in these hotels, I hate the smell. And man, it really stinks up a hotel. I don't know why, but it lingers unbelievably. I was given a room once that they had tried to clean, but the smell was too unbearable. I went back to the front desk. Sorry, I need another room. Can't stay in that one for sure. One other quick bill we want to talk about. Let me see. Do I have enough time? Yeah, I think I can get this in. Yeah, no, this one's going to take too long. I had it pulled up, didn't realize it was this long. But the bottom line is, folks, this information, we need to get it out to people about the election. I'm still getting people texting me PAGs. We'll get you that information. If you want the video and the sign, vote Republican, you know why. Just text me PAGs and I'll send it to you. Got three more repeats. I believe these were wiped out in my phone earlier. I appreciate you resending them to me. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Again, final segment of today. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. The text messaging back and forth, information going to me from you, you asking for links. I've had people ask for Epoxy Pro. They texted me EP. I sent them that information. I've also had people ask for the PEGS video along with the sign. Vote Republican, you know why. We've had people ask for thinkthenvote.com. That is a new website. Tim Roberts, the owner of PatriotsRelief.com, the CBD product sponsor we have for the show, he's put together the website thinkthenvote.com. If you want that link sent to your phone where you can share it, just text me think and I'll send it to you. One of the things that I think we're going to be looking at here as the absentee ballots start going out next week, I believe Monday they're going to be mailed. Start letting me know if and when you get your absentee ballot. If you get it, text me, got my AVB, absentee voter ballot. Just text me, got it. Text me what county. I'd like to know the counties as to when they start sending them out. Because one of the things that we're going to be talking about is getting information out to these voters as the absentee ballots go out. We need to focus on counties. Antrim County hasn't even printed their ballots yet. Vicki just got her proof yesterday. I don't know if any other candidates out there listening have gotten your proof yet to be on the ballot for November 5th. But if you have, text me the county and when did you get your proof? I want to be able to keep track of that information as well. Because we're going to try to get this information. Absolutely. Get this information out to you as soon as possible. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't have you stored in my phone. 906 area code ending in 6779. Text me your first name and city. Forward this to all your friends and foes. Interesting, yes. Randy Walker, he says, I'll start letting you know when they start showing up in the mail. And that would be for, I believe, Emmett County. Randy, is where you serve. Greatly appreciate that. I need to talk to you after the show. I'm going to give you a call as well. Let's see. Okay, I sent the link to Think Then Vote. I don't consider myself any of those choices they gave me when they asked to tell them if I was a Dem, Republican, Independent. I am an American. Okay. All right. Well, then you'd rather not say. I don't care. Just answer it to get to the questions. I'll give Tim that input. Maybe they'll make being an American an option. See if most people choose that. Appreciate your feedback, Ms. P. I appreciate that. Kind of an interesting day in history. Today on September 19, 1918, Hazel Stimson responded to a pamphlet that invited her to work side by side with the men in the Marine Corps. She became the first Michigan woman to enlist in the Marines during World War I. She served 14 months before being honorably discharged at the rank of corporal. This day, September 19th, 1918, first woman to enlist for the Marines. That's really cool. First Michigan woman. Good for you, Hazel. Thank you for your service. Rest in peace. Let's see, one last story I wanted to get to. That's going to be tomorrow. That one is way too long. But as we get into this process of the election, I want people to be respectful of these signs and other people's property. Again, I filed a report with the Sheboygan Sheriff, the Presque Isle County Sheriff, and the Michigan State Police. We are not going to tolerate signs being stolen, folks. If you see somebody tampering with a sign, get a picture of them, get a picture of their license plate. Then give me a call. Text it to me. Let me know where it's at, what they were doing. I will file the police report. We got to put a stop to this. We've already done it in the Onaway area. You're going to see the Michigan State Troopers over there. You're going to see more and more of the sheriff's cars. You better slow down because they're going to be in the area keeping an eye on these signs and probably giving speeding tickets. Can't believe how fast some people go on M68. Unbelievable. But you've been warned. Constructive notice hereby has been given. We will prosecute. Everybody has cell phones. Everybody knows how to take pictures. Get a picture of their vehicle, their license plate, and their face if you can, and we will prosecute. But that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much we put them